This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another in our series of conversations about you and your health. And this hour of DJV Health, we have Dr. Jack Stockwell here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has a website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He has a clinic. He helps lots of people as one of the very few NUCA chiropractors specializing in the upper cervical area, that is your shoulders and your neck. It makes it all work. He's a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife help hundreds and thousands of people every year with their diet and how through using various mechanisms that they have either found or created, figure out what's going on in your body. And I say this all the time, Jack, as you know, I can't imagine anybody not wanting to go on. How do you go on with your life if you don't know what's going on in your body? I just don't understand it. Never have understood it.
Well,
so I say that.
You know, yeah. All the problems that adults have, kids don't have.
Yeah.
So kids grow up in a culture of immortality.
Mm-hmm.
They stay out as late at night as they possibly can. They go outside poorly clothed in the winter because they want to have fun. So as they grow older and older, that sense of immortality stays with them, so that by the time malnutrition starts to catch up with us, now it's earlier. It's in the 30s now. The stuff used to be in the 60s.
Oh, look at the crap that people are eating. Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course, with all the profusion of drug commercials, we immediately think, oh, let's just go. Oh, you got that? Yeah, you need this drug. You got that problem? You need this drug. Oh, I saw this on TV the other day. You should go try this kind of stuff. And, man, it's all downhill after that once you join up to the club.
Yep. All right, speaking of that, this maybe has nothing to do with what you're doing with your health and well-being, but I noticed that Club Med is opening a very inclusive ski resort in Salt Lake, or they're just 45 minutes outside, apparently, and I know right over the hill is Park City, but it's a big 320-room resort, all kinds of things you can do there, equipment rentals, every room has a locker. This is quite the place, and it's all built around skiing. I know every time I come visit you, it's always wintertime, and you're up, what, about 8,000 feet? In the mountains, how far up is your
house? Well, we're just over 6,000.
6,000, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you can usually see that's where the snow level sort of begins, isn't it? And when you look around the mountains out there, it looks like the mountains were almost created for skiing. So, right?
Well, that's what the U.S. ski team thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved from Vail to Park City.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so Salt Lake City is becoming a big ski. Not that it wasn't already, but so what does that do to the health and well-being? It says we're now in the COVID thing, and the COVID thing is spread, it would seem, more rapidly among people that travel or in close groups. So you wonder if you're outside in the cold weather. I've always said this about the cows on my farm. You've heard me say this before. The cows are healthier in the winter as long as they're not exposed to cold and moisture at the same time.
Yep.
If they're out in the cold, they love it, and it's really good for their health, much more so than the heat of the summertime. You just don't want to. You want to protect them with shelter so they don't get wet, because that's not good for them. But I wonder if that's the same for human beings. Are we, you know, you were just saying something about wearing stuff, but if you're really in good shape and you're breathing that air, the only drawback from breathing cold air is that it can shock your system, right? More so than if you're just breathing normal temperature air, 50, 60 degrees.
Shocking the system. That might be a good word. Mm-hmm. Kind of a reset that it might trigger. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. There are advantages, obviously advantages to colder weather, because it's very stimulating to the immune system, provided you've got the raw material for a good active immune system. Whereas in the summertime, the extra heat and the stuff that draws us outside so that we're perspiring an awful lot more triggers a lot of internal detoxification, which sometimes can be lengthy enough that we think we've got a sickness or a disease. I don't, you know, we could go on quite a while about that, but the important thing is that there's a different physiological trigger inside the body. In cold environments, the body responds differently. That's a good point you bring up there. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
See, once in a while I come up with a good thought. Hooray for me.
You think.
There we go. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. ForbiddenDoctor.com is his website for all the GAPS things and the normal things that are going on. He's got his own NUCA website, JackStockwell.com. Check that out. Okay, so I promised I was going to throw you a softball, and here it is. Why, Jack, Dr. Stockwell, are so many vaccinated people getting COVID? Because there are most of you I know, including me, believe that the shots will block infection, but the shots are designed to just prevent serious illness. They're not really designed to keep you from getting COVID, are they?
No,
missing something,
that's a good point. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
In the emergency use authorization granted in 2020 to use these vaccines, both Pfizer and Moderna, I don't know about J&J and AstraZeneca because they're using a different methodology than the mRNA, but in their emergency use authorization papers, they said this is only to mitigate mild to moderate symptoms, not even serious symptoms. This was never, ever intended to stop the spread of COVID. And remember, anytime you get a vaccine, because of the chemical components that are inside that, because it's not just saline with a bug in it, there's all kinds of adjuvants to shock the immune system present in these vaccines. They cause immune dysregulation. They cause, and we don't know for how long, but it causes a temporary shock to your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to some kind of pathogen that's floating around that you wouldn't otherwise do so. Mm-hmm. And that coupled with the fact that the FDA just came out and said, or the CDC, not the FDA, the CDC said the PCR test does not effectively differentiate between COVID-19 and seasonal influenza, which is why you're starting to see flu has suddenly reappeared after a hiatus of a year. So the PCR test can't tell the difference between the two. So are they having flu or are they having COVID? Who knows?
One of the things that's come out in the last couple, 3 weeks, I think we talked about this last week on DGV Health with you, the whole idea of there being a spike that was engineered into the virus so it would stick to your fat. And that's why a lot of fat people, I know it sounds cruel for some,
no,
crude to
not
call
cruel
people fat, but they are. People are fat.
Yeah.
And so with all that fat in your system, that spike or those spikes that are in the COVID virus are sticking to the fat, all the more reason for you to do what we've been suggesting all along. There are all kinds of programs around now. After the first year, so, oh my God, predictable. All the weight loss ads on radio and television, go do this program, Weight Watchers, go to Planet Fitness, do whatever. And it goes on for a couple of months. These ads will be screaming at you for a couple of months. And then at the end of the day, congratulations. Many of you will lose a lot of the weight that you put on.
Yep.
But then the question comes up, how do you keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin supports weight loss and weight losers. So if you want to be, remember the Beatles song, I'm a loser. So you want to be a loser. In this case, it's good. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Check out the programs they have there. You can actually get a counselor to help you. You can do live chat, all sorts of things to join the Calitrin movement and get healthy and stay healthy. So all natural savings are fabulous at this time of year. When you're buying this stuff, you get the after pay option. So you save your life, you save your money. Go to toploss.com and sign up for Calitrin, the natural weight support system. Use the discount code DJV. You get the best values and free shipping. Toploss.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises. And you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, the International Week of Mind-Body Wellness. I don't know if you knew that or not, but this week celebrating the healthy mind and healthy emotions that leads to a healthy body. So, say these people who are actually following the soul of purpose. You've ever read that book? It's really quite an interesting book. But you, basically, you and I, one of the things we have in common is we believe in the connection between spirit, mind, and body. Well, and that's really what this week is all about. And so I wonder how do you, when people come into your clinic in Salt Lake City and, you know, they really need to be aware of these things. Do you handle them straightforward way, or do you kind of beat around the bush with people?
You know, when I started out 30 years ago, I had an agenda.
Yep.
I don't have an agenda anymore.
Your agenda then?
I want you to comply with what the protocols require for me to get you what you're paying for. Now, I just meet them where they're at, and I don't push a lot of stuff on them unless they ask a question. Unless they ask a question like, Dr. Jack, what do you do? No, if they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, they're talking about a mattress or a pillow or vaccines or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you do? Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. Now, the majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. That's it. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion. Now, with that said, there are those who come in who want to have a family reunion. And they say, oh, you remember when I was here a few months ago and I told you about such and such? And they want to pick the conversation up where they left off, and I try to remember it. And I try to remember, I try to meet them where they are at, because they will not move forward from there if they have to put up with a defense with my judgments.
International Mind-Body Wellness Week. Harmonizing mind, body, and soul. I find this to be very important, very impactful on my health, on my physical health. And I just pass it along for your information. You can like it or love it. As they say, digest it or dump it. 21 past the hour on DJV Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack Stockwell here from his perch, Nooka Chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, the office in Salt Lake City, Utah. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can get Jack's radio programs, and his most recent one is a focus on Dr. Fauci. Fauci still, though, at the end of the year, Jack, in the talk radio countdown show that I do every week, the end of year show showed that Fauci was the third most talked about, just behind Trump and Biden, in terms of news talk radio, who's being discussed.
Yep.
So, under
you
the
were
circumstances.
Number four, weren't you?
And they're you and me together. Jimmy Fallon has posted on his social media that he's positive. He had shots and that sort of thing. I guess that goes back to what we were saying a few minutes ago. Just because you have the shot doesn't mean you're going to get it. Now, I want to share with you and the audience the experience I had this week going to see the pulmonologist that I've gone to see every year because of the I talked to you about the congestion. Things have stayed basically the same, except every once in a while I get hoarse, like I just did a few minutes ago, and my voice goes and cracks and goes away for a few seconds, and then I clear my throat. But that's all part of this whole business of whether COVID affects those people who have any kind of pulmonary problem. This guy is the head of the thoracic unit at Newton Wellesley Hospital in suburban Boston. And I asked him about this back last year, he was on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, from April 1st of 2020 until August 1st of 2020. And all their 254 beds were filled all the time. People who were dying, he said, you know, every one of them had a compromised system in one way or another, except for one guy, 43-year-old postman, never smoked, his body was in great shape. He got it and he died, and he'd had a couple of shots. You say, well, why would that have happened? He did say, however, right now, there are only three people in the intensive care unit, and they all have Delta. And that the people getting COVID, Omicron, no big deal. And he also said that every person that he's seen
that has died from this from the beginning had not been vaccinated. So I know that that's something that you would want to perhaps take a swipe at.
Well, there, now there are many, many people who have been vaccinated who are dying, but they've changed the definition. And that's part of the problem because of the numbers game that they're doing. You know, if you had a positive COVID test in the previous 30 days before you're admitted to the hospital for a broken leg or pulmonary embolism or anything else, mm-hmm. and situations arise that you die from the heart attack or the liver dysfunction or the kidney failure, it'll be considered a COVID death. These definitions change according to the CDC, and I try to stay on top of this as much as I can. Not so much that it immediately affects me, but because my patients are asking me questions all the time. If you get two shots and you haven't got the booster yet, but you die of some kind of pulmonary embolism at 32 years old, which shouldn't happen at all, within a few weeks to a month or so following the vaccination, but you haven't got the booster, mm-hmm. it wasn't the vaccine that did it. I mean, there's an incredible political
numbers game
being played.
Well, see, this is what's so frustrating about this, because people don't know what to do, because they hear you and you're a credible source say one thing, and they hear people like Jack, Ken Cronos say something else, and he's a credible source, so they throw their hands up in the air. I'm giving you information, folks. You got to figure these things out on your own, what's right for you. Dr. Jack Stockwell with the top five reasons never to take a proton pump inhibitor in the next half hour of this hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States now expected to hit another record high soon because of the Omicron variant. A Reuters survey shows the U.S. has reported over 660,000 new cases on Thursday, the fourth highest daily U.S. total since the pandemic began. COVID hospitalizations now numbering about 123,000, but approaching a record set last January of 132,000. And that survey says some of those hospitalized with COVID may have been admitted for other reasons, but then developed COVID while there. Sidney Poitier's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is now covered with flowers. The legendary actor died Thursday at the age of 94. The word was confirmed yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and the First Lady touring the area of Colorado, not far from Denver, that was devastated by the Marshall Fire just last week. It sparked on December 30th. It went on to burn over 6,000 acres and destroyed nearly 1,100 structures across Superior County, Louisville County, and unincorporated Boulder County in less than 24 hours. The president is saying the feds are going to provide all the assistance needed to rebuild, but he also said,
a number of you have asked, what do we do now? Well, hang on to one another. Hang on to one another.
A Texas mom's in trouble for quarantining her son in the trunk of her car. Harris County prosecutors say Sarah Beam made her 13-year-old son ride in the trunk on the way to a Houston testing center after he had tested positive for COVID on Monday. Court documents say the 41-year-old high school teacher was trying to avoid catching the virus herself. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Second half hour, ready to go. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. Jack has been studying proton pump inhibitors. So first, before we talk about why not to use them, what are they? And why are they used, generally speaking?
One of the fascinating mechanisms of your body producing hydrochloric acid is there's something that line millions and millions and millions of these little tiny guns that line the wall of the stomach called a proton pump. And what the proton pump does is it pumps out a hydrogen ion. Just, it's an H with a little minus sign. Hydrogen ion, just whenever it's triggered with the presence of some kind of food into the stomach. And combined with another chemical process, that hydrogen ion produces HCl, hydrochloric acid. And we want a stomach full of hydrochloric acid when we eat foods, especially proteins, to begin the digestion of those proteins before it gets into further digestion into the small intestine. Now, what happens because of our diets, eating a lot of foods that Mother Nature didn't make?
These things have gluten.
No, Mother Nature made gluten.
Okay, but the people who have gluten most likely to be the ones using a proton pump inhibitor.
Maybe.
And the brands that we are, what are we? There's two or three that begin with a P. There's Nexium or Nexium, I think. Isn't there? Isn't that?
Yeah,
what
there's
we're
several.
About?
There's Omeprazole. Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid. I think those are the three big ones.
Okay.
And Nexium, I think, is the purple pill, if I remember right. But those are the three, Nexium, Prilosec, and Prevacid. And what they do is they stop the proton pump, or they inhibit it. That's why it's a proton pump inhibitor. It stops the formation of hydrochloric acid, which is absolutely insane, but for a lot of different reasons. However, it does stop acid indigestion. Now, the problem is that when you have an acid indigestion problem, this stuff is sitting in the stomach and you get reflux and the gas is burning up your throat, is because there's food in the stomach that doesn't belong there, or it's in a improper combination. Because when you mix processed carbohydrates along with dense proteins, animal flesh, you know, like a hamburger with a big thick bun or something on it like that. That bun goes a different digestive pathway than the protein in the hamburger does. And when they're mixed together, the body will hold on to that hamburger bun in the stomach when it could easily pass into the small intestine if it was by itself, to try to digest the protein that's in the hamburger.
Let's go slowly with this because this is very important stuff. How many people, I'm listening to you because over the years, with my, I had a little celiac, I have gluten intolerance now, and I can wake up in the middle of the night after having something that may or may not, I might have had a cookie that was made with wheat flour, I might have had a piece of cake or a pie, and a little ice cream, and I go to bed, and about 3 hours later I wake up in horrible, not pain, but discomfort, and so I take some things that you suggested that Standard Process has to calm things down. Most of the time, it works pretty well. But there have been doctors who have said to me that the danger of having all of this acid that you're talking about is that sooner or later, if you have it all the time, that indigestion bringing the acid reflux into your esophagus is it could create a situation where you are going to get a cancer of the esophagus.
It's preceded by something that's called Barrett's esophagus.
Yeah, right.
And, Barrett's, you know, anytime you disturb tissue long enough, there's a very good chance. You know, it's just like if you took a 1 square inch patch of skin, say, on your thigh, and you put, you know, a solution of iodine, like the iodine you would buy in the drugstore for infection or, you know, cuts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If you put a 1 square inch patch of that iodine on your skin every day for about 30 days, you're asking for a skin cancer to develop there because of the, although iodine is absolutely essential to our life, in this particular situation, you're getting too much of it over too little a period of time. If you have acid indigestion every day with this volcano of gas going up your esophagus, burning all the way up to the back of your throat, you're asking for some serious side effects from that. So
how do you calm it down? How do you change? Because I don't eat.
You change.
I look away from gluten. It's, you know, once in a while I break the rule. But, you know, this sort of thing produces not only gas, coughing, and little lumps of mucus, that kind of stuff. It all comes as a result of this. So over the years, doctors have said to me, not you, doctors have said, take Nexium for 8 weeks and see what it does for you.
The proton pump inhibitors are only supposed to be used for a very, very, very short period of time.
Right.
Because they stop the digestion of protein. Your bones are a third protein. Your tissues are made of fat.
So do you take calcium, like one of the things I do every night?
Here's the
calcium routine with vitamin D, all that stuff from Standard Process from your office.
Yeah, well, that's for your bones and for other reasons that your body needs calcium. But here's the important thing. You don't have acid indigestion because there's too much acid in the stomach. You have acid indigestion because there's not enough acid in the stomach. And here's the key here, although that sounds counterintuitive. Here's the problem. If there's not enough acid in the stomach, what you have eaten will sit there and ferment and form gases and form different kinds of acids because your stomach will not release those contents into the small intestine until they're broken down to the point the small intestine can handle it. That's why we use Zypan. I mean, we probably sell more Zypan than anything else. It's a concentrated hydrochloric acid. And when people will eat their meals and take two or three of these after the meal, the food is sufficiently acidified that it can get into the small intestine and it doesn't sit around and ferment. We get rid of more acid ingestion all the time by adding acid to the food. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how it works.
Describe that again. Zypan, which you get from Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a Standard Process product, and it does what that is the same as a proton pump inhibitor?
The exact opposite. You need acid in there to break down those proteins, or your body will suddenly start to have some serious problems. As you were introducing this, you know, the five reasons not to take a proton pump inhibitor. Mm-hmm. We can get to that.
All right. We're continuing this important conversation. I wonder how much it will be impacted by taking the long life energy enzymes, which are supposed to be part of what goes on in your stomach, keeping your gut healthy. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a matter of moments here. This is DJV Health.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, he's got the things at his website are exclusive to him. The DJV Health site has also podcasts of the conversations that Jack and I have. The best, if you will, the highlights. Every week you can listen to those highlights at djvhealthshow.com or wherever, you know, you can follow DJV Health Show on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and get the audio as well at djvhealthshow.com. Apple or wherever you get your podcast. We're just looking at stats. Hundreds of people listening it's actually in the thousands now. I think 7,000 or 8,000 people last month. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it is when they hear the program and or they hear the podcast. But anyway, you can find that at djvhealthshow.com. We're talking to Dr. Jack about proton pump inhibitors and how they are bad for you. So if you use them, like I've been told over the course of my problem with gas and all the other things, maybe that's too much information, but it comes from having this gluten intolerance. I didn't have celiac, but I still have the gluten intolerance. So at times I've been told to use this proton pump inhibitor. You say it increases the risk for kidney disease. You say it increases the risk for heart disease. You say it increases digestive disorders, which is pretty much the exact opposite of what the doctors who promote this sort of thing would tell you. It'll save your esophagus. It'll save your stomach. It'll save your internal organs. So you are on the opposite end, not that that's unusual, of the information that comes from some of the standard practitioners.
Well, that's it. And when you consider how vitally important protein is to the body, the bones, the muscles, the ligaments.
What does it do? Just cook it? Just passes it out of your system?
It can't be properly digested. So what happens is you start dumping undigested proteins into the system. And that's when you start having problems with the kidney, because the kidney has to filter all this stuff. And you've got these little tiny tubules inside the kidneys that regulate and uptake water, bring water, keep water in the system, get rid of water depending on what the conditions are at any particular time. And those tubules begin to be affected by these undigested proteins. And so you end up with acute kidney injury, chronic kidney disease, end-stage renal disease that takes place after long-term use of the PPIs. Now, when the PPIs first came out, they're only, as we mentioned earlier, they're only supposed to be used for a short period of time.
And they're okay to use that way, or you don't like to use them at all?
No, because it's not. It's only addressing a symptom. It's not addressing the cause of the symptom.
And what, again, addresses the cause?
You don't have enough acid in your stomach. You've been eating processed foods to the point that your stomach is just sitting there talking back and forth with the brain, and the stomach says, what the hell am I supposed to do with this stuff? This isn't food.
But see, I don't do that. I don't eat a lot of that bad stuff.
Well, no, and how much acid indigestion do you have?
Well, I'll have, the acid indigestion comes after gluten, after eating a cookie, after eating a piece of cake, after eating something
that's
the breads that
problem,
I use to
not
make
a stomach problem.
Well, the gut and the stomach, people think
gluten
of the same thing.
Is a gut problem. Well, the stomach is a part of the gut, that's true. Mm-hmm. But what happens with gluten is that if you have a leaky gut, and everybody in America, to some degree or another, by the time they're 21 years old, has a leaky gut because they've been eating the standard American diet. Proteins will get through, undigested proteins will get through the wall of that gut into the bloodstream and cause an allergic reaction, some kind of a reaction in the body that's very uncomfortable, bloating and gas and all this other stuff.
Yeah, right.
Well, gluten is a very good, strong protein for health in the human body, provided it's properly broken down and it doesn't leak through the gut wall into the bloodstream. But because of our diets, because of the standard American diet, we've gotten to a point where our diets are comprised of these foods the body simply has a hard time breaking down. And when gluten gets through the gut wall into the bloodstream, you're going to have this gluten effect. Gluten intolerance, we call it.
Yeah.
But the body reacts to the presence of something in the bloodstream that should not be there. And then you end up creating a long-term allergic reaction to it. So every time it shows up thereafter, you get that gluten effect.
All right. One of the things that Jack has in his stable of supplements is the Long Life Energy enzyme I pointed out a few minutes ago. This is very important for this sort of thing as well, whatever's going on in your gut. So as it may change, if you use it every day like I do, it'll change your, it'll sort of change what's going on in your gut. And that's what you need. That's what Jack is pointing out here. So check out the Long Life Energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com and Dr. Jack as well.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fifty-three past the hour now. Good day, Health in Gear, with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, home of lots of snow. So you probably heard us talking about this Monica Almeida, who was the nurse that was vaccinated in England. She had COVID, and she went into a self-induced coma, and the doctors gave her a large dose of Viagra. So you want to explain to us, perhaps in a clinical way, why it is that Viagra would have saved the day for this lady, and is this going to become a popular way to fix the problem of getting really sick with COVID? And if not Viagra, how about Levitra and Cialis? As Jennifer said, "No, Doug, that's your Friday night." No, it's not. But anyway.
Well, you all know about nitric oxide.
And yes.
Nitric oxide causes vascular dilation.
That expansion, right?
Yeah, your blood vessels aren't solid tubes. Like tiny little straw type things that are solid on the outside and hollow on the inside. Mm-hmm. They're cells that wrap around one another, forming a tube. And single cell, I mean, this is marvelous how this all comes together. And those cells respond to the presence of nitric oxide. But they also respond to other kinds of chemical stimulus. So whether it's sildenafil or whether it's Cialis or Viagra, and there's other drugs besides those two that causes a relaxation of those blood vessels, but also some release of nitric oxide that allows the little tubes to expand, to dilate, which drops blood pressure and allows more blood to flow through. And so when you have something like COVID that is triggers something called endotheliitis, mm-hmm. which is inflammation of the inside of those blood vessels. That's where all the microclotting and most of the deaths are being attributed to now. Because they realize this isn't an upper respiratory infection like pneumonia or tuberculosis or something like that. But it does immediately affect the lungs because it's causing microclotting in these little blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, and I haven't read the reports or anything else, just the news release, is that it's probably allowing more blood to flow through the microstructures, the capillary structures. You know, the capillaries are the smallest of the arterial
yes.
structures. I mean, the capillaries get down to so small, red blood cells have to line up single file to get through them. They're so small. And when you get some clotting in there, as COVID creates, or the vaccine more than the COVID, these things start getting...
You want to explain that a little bit? How did the vaccine create...
The spike protein. The vaccine causes the cells to produce the spike protein. That was the whole push behind Moderna back in 2017 when they were announcing this even before anybody had ever heard of COVID. Tal Zaks, who was the medical director of Moderna at the time, says, "We've hacked the software of life. We've learned how to make the body make its own vaccines."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the spike protein does, is the spike protein gets into all the cells, which is alien to human physiology, and the immune system sees this, and the idea is it would create antibodies to it. But something that I don't know whether they knew it in advance or not, but one of the side effects of this stuff is it creates microclotting. And so when they would administer Viagra to this patient, it would cause all those tiny little vessels to open up to make sure plenty of blood got through. So, now whether they're going to base a whole new medical intervention on that or not, we don't know, but I would think that was the mechanism that was taking place.
Well, the other item is Cialis, I wasn't being facetious, Cialis and Levitra are the other things that do the same thing as Viagra for a longer period of time. So does it make sense? Would it follow through if you were taking them as well to have the same results as receiving Viagra?
Well, yeah, you know, on the surface, sure. On the surface, but anytime you start introducing new total chemical intervention into something like this, there's always going to be other effects that are going to show up. And so it, you know, obviously needs an awful lot more study, but you never know. They may have stumbled across a real treasure chest here.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens a lot with
yeah,
science and medicine.
Exactly.
You know, you're trying to get one thing done and you come up with another if you're watching carefully. All right, so that's a good update on Viagra and COVID and all that good stuff from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health portion of the book. I just always, you know, it's there's an obvious eyebrow upper, if you will, on this. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.